John, you saw Mike Vrabel mixing it up at practice.
Yeah.
It was in Heather's News.
It's always fun.
Not surprised?
No, not surprised at all. And I mean, I haven't seen the video of him actually jumping in. I don't know if there is video of him jumping in there. We've seen the video of the little bitty scratch that he had on his cheek. But was he in there to break it up, or was he in there to mix it up?
Neither would surprise me, but yeah. I think he was breaking up a fight.
Yeah.
And there's certain coaches in the NFL that this doesn't surprise you. I wouldn't be surprised if Dan Campbell got in the middle of a scrum and started pulling dudes apart.
So this was in a, they were scrimmaging another team, right? This was not just a...
The Commanders.
Yeah, right. That's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the Lions are going to have scrimmages against the Dolphins next week. He used to coach there.
Yeah.
He was the interim head coach. I mean, maybe there's some anger that he still has there of not getting the job. I mean, come on, dive in there. Let's go mix it up.
What, him one-on-one with Mike McDaniel?
Well, that's not much of a competition.
No, exactly. Yeah. He'd pummel him.
No, but there's got to be an assistant coach he might be able to take on.
All right. Who are the toughest coaches in the NFL? Because it's Campbell, it's Vrabel, it's D'Amico Ryans. Houston's going to be in town too, by the way, right?
Yeah. And I might, depending on this guy, maybe how old is Mike Tomlin? I would put Mike Tomlin in that list.
You put him
in. He looks like a scrapper.
Like in the top 10 coaches.
Oh, definitely he's in the top 10.
He's 53.
Okay, yeah. I'd give Mike Tomlin a little shout out for being one of the tougher coaches.
So I was looking at the photo the coaches take every year at like the owners' meetings. Cause you can size them up a little bit, right? You can see who belongs and who wouldn't belong in a street fight. Like Campbell's in there, Vrabel's in there. You know who's not in there? LaFleur.
LaFleur. Ben Johnson.
You don't think Ben Johnson?
No, that's the guy you seek out.
What about Aaron Glenn, though, the other former?
Aaron Glenn could be scrappy, I'm sure.
But I think he could hold his own, but he wouldn't win a battle royal.
No, he's a little guy.
You know, I think not a big guy, but kind of sneaky. Sirianni. I could see him kind of crazy eyes.
Sirianni, he's the one you don't want to turn your back on.
Yeah. Where do you put the Harbaughs? Are they like above average?
Oh, no.
Below average? Right in the middle?
Come on. Jim was a quarterback.
Okay.
Well, John, though. I think John's got a toughness to him.
John Harbaugh? Oh, sure, there'd be some toughness there, but no, I would not put either of those guys at the top of the toughness list.
Jim is way too dad to be in a street fight.
Yeah, at this point.
Yeah, I mean...
Hey, guys, just got out and... Let's be happy.
Does he take his glasses off and fold them up nice and put them in his khaki pocket before he jumps in there?
He does wear cleats, so he could kick you with them.
Yeah, I mean, he'd be the guy to step on you, sure.
Near the bottom, Liam Cohen. Duval.
I'm extremely torn on, because my two are definitely Campbell and Vrabel. And who would win in a scrap between them? And I'm leaning Vrabel. I think it's because he played defense.
Okay.
Yeah, but he's fat now.
What?
I mean, he's just not, like, he's not in the same shape or condition as he was when he played.
He played both sides of the ball.
You think Vrabel's fat?
Well, he's chubby, chubbier-ish. Like all right.
You trying to get him on IDLU? What's going on here?
This is dudes talking, right?
Yeah.
But Dan is not.
No.
Clearly.
So you take Dan.
And you think defensive guys are more aggressive by nature?
Oh, no. I did not mean it this way.
Well, that's to be John, right?
Dan was a tight end, not an offensive lineman.
His qualification was that he was a defense. He played defense.
Well, I told you.
Don't you have to be, though, John? I mean, you've talked about it. It's see ball, get ball. They're more just instinctive, just run and go hit stuff. Offense is more calculated, right?
Yeah, and you could be calculated in a fight.
Yeah.
A little jab here, a little roundhouse here.
Defensive players are more like a wild animal, right?
Nah, come on. No. I mean, I've already taken care of him a couple times anyway. While he was at Ohio State.
Oh, here it is. Now we see where Pittsburgh. This is coming from.
Yeah,
so you did really beat them that
one year they won the Super Bowl, didn't you?
Yeah. That was our last win. That was their last loss.
I love that you know this stuff.
Yes. Yeah, unfortunately, the stuff that I know is, yeah, we beat the Super Bowl champs, and that was their last loss and our last win.
Now, a guy that's way too old, but I think in his day, probably could have put up a scrap, I actually think is Pete Carroll.
Really?
Yes, I think
I don't get that vibe from him.
He's so brawny.
I don't know. There's just something about him. It's like a wrestling scrappiness to him.
I'd put him in the Sirianni category where you just didn't want to turn your back on him.
Exactly. He could use his gum and like to his advantage, wrap it around your eyes.
No, stop. What is he, like a superhero gum man? And he just
throw
no.
his chewed up gum at you?
Todd Bowles, thoughts?
Todd Bowles would be a sneaky one.
Yep.
Todd Bowles, I think, is
maybe tier two?
Yeah. I might put him in the... No, I would put Tomlin ahead of him. But if we're only going with tier one is Vrabel and Campbell.
Well, I think D'Amico Ryans might be in tier one too. Recent enough out of the league, linebacker, still in good shape.
I agree on that.
Defensive player for Tom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
You got to defend yourself in a fight.
Yes, you do. Yes.
I think Sean McDermott needs some credit here.
Sean McDermott for what?
He's got a wrestling background.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Need some scouting on this.
Wrestlers are nasty.
Okay. All right. Sean McDermott is how big? Size matters.
There's a drop. Sean McDermott's 51 years old. I do not have his listed height and weight just yet, John, but keep going. Anybody else?
How big a boy are you? Let me know when you find out the tale of the tape for Sean McDermott.
How about Seattle's coach? Where does he fit in this? McDonald.
He's a little dude, too.
Okay.
In fact, he's so little that when we beat Ohio State in 21 and he couldn't get across the field, so he had lost his little lanyard there with his credential on it, they weren't actually going to let him back into the locker room because he thought he was just a fan.
So where do you guys stand on, not one person has listed one offensive mastermind genius coach as tough.
Okay.
Well, who would be the toughest of the bunch?
So you'd have, so that's McVay, LaFleur, O'Connell.
Ben Johnson, Shanahan.
Yeah.
McVay is secretly jacked.
Again, I will go to, what is he? 5'8"?
He might be the shortest guy.
I mean, if he can't even reach you to hit you. Huh?
The disdain from your voice of these little
We're talking
people.
About a fight.
He's
5'10".
To get what he wants, he is sneaky. You know, he had the whole Cabo thing with Stafford, and then he never had the cojones to tell Goff.
Yeah, okay, he's going to bite your ankles? I mean,
it's just whatever again, it takes to get what he wants, trait.
Yeah, but let's go back to Dan Campbell's opening press conference. All right, yeah, you might get knocked down in a fight, but you're going to come up and you're going to bite a kneecap. Take the other kneecap. You're going to take him out. That says it all right there.
I was just trying not to be a homer.
It's okay.
Wouldn't it be a great
to say
fight
that
though?
Your coach is the toughest coach. If you line them all up in a battle royale, who's the last man standing?
It's Campbell or Vrabel. And I think it's 51% one way, 49% the other.
What I just think Dan would outlast him.
Dan Quinn.
Backwards hat, you know, another defensive guy.
That's how this works.
He's got a soft middle.
That's probably the more
fat
PC Pudgy, way to
portly
to put it. Yeah.
Plump, I think, is how you've described plumped. Me in a past
yes.
life.
Yes. Well, you in a past life. I mean, I was fat.
Yeah, I don't trust us. It's all over the internet. We know.
Yeah.
I mean, Sean McDermott, just to tie a bow on this. The Bills Reddit actually helped out because there was a Sean McDermott who was a long snapper who's 6'4". That's clearly not the Bills head coach. The Bills head coach is probably about 5'9", they estimate.
Okay. Enough said.
It's 97.1.